The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in just about an hour at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Wizards Thursday, December 19th as they take on Charlotte. The first 10,000 fans in attendance get a Wizards quilted bucket hat. I believe we will be attending that game the night before our holiday show at MGM National Harbor the following morning. That's Friday, December 20th. That's coming.
That's next
week. Right around the corner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll give those tickets away in about an hour. But joining us right now is Ben Vallin, national NFL writer for the Boston Globe. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, junkies from Dallas, Texas, site of the NFL owners meeting today.
Very nice.
Oh, nice.
What swanky locale?
It's about 15 minutes up the road from where the baseball winter meetings are being held.
Okay.
It's at the Ritz-Carlton Las Colinas here in Irving, Texas.
Nice. It's a
home game for Jerry Jones today.
Get to crash in said hotel, or do you have to stay at the Comfort Inn nearby?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever attended an owner's meeting where I actually get to stay in the hotel.
Right.
My company's budget is not that large, unfortunately,
right.
But I still have nice accommodations.
What's,
no complaints.
What's here. Front and center at the owners' meetings right now?
There's not a ton of hot button issues, which actually means they're probably debating something like really serious behind the scenes. But it's they do these quarterly meetings. This is the annual winter one. It's their labor seminar where they get they start preparing the GMs for free agency about to hit, and several teams are selling off a chunk of their teams to private equity, basically to use their teams as an ATM machine. I saw that the Bills are selling off like 20% of their team, and it's just like $500 million cash right away for the owner, as the costs start to overrun on their stadium project. So now that the NFL in the last year has allowed these private equity firms to get into ownership but not have any say with these teams, it's basically turned these teams into an ATM machine,
right,
with free cash for the owners.
So, Ben, can you give us any insight on the latest as far as Bill Belichick possibly heading to UNC? I mean, is this a negotiating ploy to use as he tries to get back in the NFL? Is this a serious overture from Carolina? Would he seriously consider that job? What's the latest there?
So I wish I had some great insight, but I'm kind of with you. I really don't know how to read this one yet, because there does seem to be a lot of momentum for the union to happen. But every day there's updates, and Belichick's coming out with his 400-page plan on how he would turn UNC into a professional program, and it sounds like he's already recruiting for them. At the same time, man, I'm not the only one who said this. I mean, Tom Brady and Julian Edelman were like, we could never see Bill Belichick coaching in college, and it does feel like both sides are kind of using each other. Whereas for Belichick, it gets his name out into the news cycle, and he's already kind of dominating the conversation. And this lets NFL owners know, hey, if you want me, let's it's time to start contacting me because I'm now having other opportunities. And for UNC, it's like, oh my goodness, Bill Belichick's involved. Maybe this isn't such a bad job. So I really can't get a read yet on whether each side is using each other. All I can say is the only reason for Belichick to take this job is if he is absolutely convinced that he's not going to get an NFL job this year. And that may be where he's at right now. He's 72 years old, didn't get much interest last year on the market. And, you know, is a guy who, despite all his accolades, is famously difficult to work with. So I just don't know if the NFL opportunities are going to be there for him. But I wouldn't, if I were him, why would you take the UNC opportunity before exhausting everything else? So, you know, today is probably the day where we get the white smoke from the tower, you know, either way. Mm-hmm. And I'm fascinated to see how this thing ends up, too, because I can't get a read on whether this is truly genuine interest or whether both sides are just using each other right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was watching Pete Thamel yesterday talk about it, and he seemed to think that the discussions were more serious than just, you know, quick phone call, you know, just are you interested in the job? I don't, you know, they obviously haven't come down to negotiations and haven't ironed out a contract, but he seemed to think that that was pretty serious, mainly because of what you just said, that Belichick kind of knows that he's kind of dried up at the possible NFL coaching possibilities or openings. We don't know all the openings yet, but if he knows he's probably not going to get a job in the NFL but really wants to coach, I guess it makes sense from his standpoint. I don't know if it makes sense from North Carolina's because he's never dealt with the portal and all that stuff, but he has run a team, and now colleges are hiring GMs. They're kind of like little professional teams. They're going to have salary caps. Well, not salary caps, but they're going to have you know, money based on revenue. 22% of the revenue from a school is going to go towards the athletic program. So it's going to be kind of a mini NFL team what he's going to run, and he's run it before. So maybe it does make sense for Belichick to step into the college ranks.
Well, I'll say this. You're going to hear a lot. If Belichick does take this job, and even with his name being popped up already, you're hearing this a lot from, you know, his friends like Michael Lombardi, like, oh, he just wants to coach. He doesn't care what level it's at. He just wants to coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's not totally true. He wants to coach on his terms. He wants to have the full control
right.
and the full power. And a program like UNC might be the only type of program that's willing to give it to him. I mean, if you're UNC, it's kind of like, what do you have to lose? You're not a blue blood program by any stretch. They've had one 10-win season in the last 25 years, haven't won a conference title since 1980.
Yeah.
So Belichick puts them on the map for sure, and it is kind of the wow hire. But, yeah, I think he's going to absolutely hate coaching college too. I mean, you have all these restrictions on how much you can practice each week. He already hated dealing with like 22 and 23-year-olds who didn't study film. Wait till he gets 18 and 19-year-olds who really don't study film and don't do what they're told and come into his office asking for another $50,000. Like, the whole thing just it doesn't seem like a good fit. But if he wants to coach and he wants to do it on his terms, mm-hmm. UNC might be the only type of program that would do it. I mean, if he really just wanted to coach, I mean, Kyle Shanahan offered him a job to go be with the Niners defense this year, and he could take a role like Tom Moore, the longtime offensive coach who's kind of an overseer for the Bucs for years and years and years. I mean, if it was just about the coaching, he would take something like that and stay in the NFL. I think it's really about he wants to coach on his terms and still have, you know, full power.
Ben, hard to believe that week 15 of the NFL starts tomorrow, and there's a good one Thursday night. Rams go visit the 49ers in what looks to be a playoff elimination game. Rams are 7-6. Niners are trying to hang on at 6-7. They suffer another running back injury as Garendo sprains his foot toward the end of that game. That Rams offense looks really capable now with Nacua hooking up with Stafford. Like, they're humming. Kyren Williams is scoring basically every week. Should be the rare, fun Thursday night primetime game.
Yeah, although last week was a great game, too.
Last week was
Lions
good.
And Packers. So props to the NFL for actually giving good games on the Thursday night slate. I might push back with you a little bit on the elimination game. I'm not looking at the standings right now, but aren't the Rams 7-6 and aren't the Commanders 8-5?
So,
yes.
Yeah, so they're just one game out of the final wild card spot. And, you know, with all due respect to the Commanders, they had a good win last week, but they have been heading in the wrong direction over the last month. So Even if the Rams lose tonight, I still think they're going to keep the pressure on the Commanders for that final wild card spot. Now, the Commanders, I don't know their schedule off the top of my head. I assume they get the Giants or the Cowboys in the final 4 weeks, so that will help the Commanders as they try to seal a playoff spot.
Even though they just lost to the Cowboys.
They close with the Cowboys. That's our final game of the season.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So that should help them, you would think, in week 18. But, yeah, I mean, the Rams are hot, but they're also they've been up and down for the last, like, 2 months. They've had a hard time stringing wins together. And Kyle Shanahan has kind of owned Sean McVay over the years. He dominates that series. So it will be an entertaining game tonight, but I don't think the Rams are eliminated if they lose.
Bills-Lions this week, 425 game in Detroit. Of course, Detroit's trying to hold off the Eagles for that number one seed. The Bills, you know, they got a kind of an uphill climb if they want to get the one seed, even though they have the tiebreaker on the Chiefs. But just gave up 44 to the Rams. Now they got to play in Detroit. Your thoughts on this matchup?
It's a great, great matchup, potential Super Bowl matchup. Frankly, I think it's a Super Bowl matchup that anyone with half of a heart should root for. I mean, who wants to see the Chiefs or Eagles again? Like, let's see the Bills and the Lions and have those fans take over New Orleans for a week. Before I get into this matchup, I mean, what is the NFL doing this week, scheduling all these great games at 425? I'll be stuck watching the Patriots and Cardinals at 425, which means that people in Boston won't get to see Lions, Bills. They scheduled Eagles Steelers at the same time. And even the Chargers and Bucks, I think, play at 425.
They do.
Yep.
Sunday. So, yeah, you like never, you know, usually there's only like 2 games at 4 o'clock and you're stuck watching the national game. Now, all of a sudden, they have all these premier matchups that are all going to be buried on regional TV at 425 on Sunday. So, come on, NFL, you got to flex a little better. But this is a huge spot for the Bills. They have to, first of all, they're 2 games behind the Chiefs with 4 to play. So if they don't want to have to go to Kansas City in the playoffs, I mean, the Bills are going to have to win out here and hope that the Chiefs lose a couple times. So big, big spot for the Bills, and not only for the number one seed, but I think Sean McDermott, after the way that Rams game ended last week, I think Sean McDermott now has something to prove. You know, can he shore up his defense? And, man, once again, his game management, clock management at the end of the game was just horrendous. The Bills had 9 players on the field for the final punt and didn't even have anyone back to return it. Just, you know, brutal things for a team that considers itself a Super Bowl contender. So the Bills have been thriving up until last week, but it all came crashing down a little bit. So I want to see how the Bills respond. And I want to see if the Lions, you know, still have the guts in the fourth quarter. I mean, I can't believe they keep pulling out some of these games and haven't hit a real roadblock yet since, I think, losing in week 2. So the Lions might want to lose a game here in the regular season just to, like, you know, get it out of their way and have something to focus on for the playoffs. But, I mean, Bills-Lions, I think definitely a big spot here for the Bills and Sean McDermott to prove that last week was just a fluke.
How much would I have to pay you to go see the Jets-Jags?
I mean, I've seen Patriots, Jags, Patriots, Titans. I've seen some games this year that'll make your eyeballs bleed. So
you see some dogs. Jets, Jags,
hey, but at least you're watching Drake May each week.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
True. Drake May definitely is like the one interesting thing about this team, and they don't win. He only has 1 win as a quarterback, but
right.
he does keep it fun and interesting. That definitely has. But yeah, watching Mac Jones against Aaron Rodgers this week, like, oh,
yuck.
You could pay me. I'll take it if you want to pay me.
Okay, all right.
We'll negotiate.
Hey, you can go down to Jacksonville and enjoy the sun.
Sure.
All right, man.
Ben, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
That's Ben Vallin, national NFL writer for the Boston Globe. Don't forget, coming up at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Wizards take on Charlotte on December 19th. So keep listening. And when we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page next.